Good morning, children. It is Saturday morning. We are driving down the road that could only exist if there's government, because flat places on the ground cannot exist without the awesome powers of government. The awesome government that provides the five-layer protection, that protects us from the corporations, from the evil corporations that would take over the world if it weren't for the five-layer protection provided by the government. If you're new around here, the five-layer protection, that's because it's like wearing five condoms when you have sex. The government is so awesome. It provides five layers. Hold on. So we're about to drive over this. Shh. Ah, see, that's the place where the giant pothole used to be coming off the exit out of Fort Collins onto I-25, which is built by the government, which provides the five-layer protection. It's like wearing, okay, so like if you're having sex with a chick and she might have a disease, right? You wear a condom, but you could wear two condoms. But if you put three condoms on, that's even better. You could put on four condoms, and if you're really into it, you could layer a fifth condom on top of that. That's how much protection we get from the corporations by the government. Because if there were no government, the corporations would take over the world. Of course, that would be interesting because also the warlords would take over the world. So we'd actually have the government and the warlords fighting each other. But they wouldn't make any progress because there'd be no way to get from one place to another effectively because there would be no roads. So everybody would run out of supplies because supplies are very important. What else is important? Well, what's important is a great one. There's no podcast on Friday now because I've been busy. Been working our little fucking asses off. So today's podcast, we're going to talk about two things, maybe, depending. We'll see what happens. Man, this road is so fucking rattly here. Are you guys enjoying these acoustics? You know, let's see. This is part of the road that needs to be fixed, but we were going to take 5 years to do that. I mean, this is, I don't know, a mile worth of road? Ah, there we go. Whew. It doesn't take 5 years to fix a fucking road, unless you're the government, because you're incompetent. Let's talk about incompetency. So over at Weyland-Yutani, and man, Umbrella Corporation, I'm hardly working. That's why you haven't heard any Umbrella Corporation stories lately. So I'm not doing a lot of work over there right now, because first of all, Weyland-Yutani is so busy. And man, Umbrella Corporation is turning into a fucking disaster. I mean, it was bad enough before. They have there's a lot of history here that I don't have time to recap. But at Umbrella Corporation, they had this woman who is in charge for a long time. This is the first time I've used my voice today. It is, it's actually almost 10:30, but I also didn't go to sleep until 0200 this morning because Yoga Pants Girl and I were doing a gig. Setting up for a gig. The gig is actually tonight. We're heading in now. She's already there. We've got to finish setting up. Program lights, we've got to run the gig, and then we have to strike everything. So I woke up at 0900 this morning. We will probably finish what we're doing. I think it's safe to say we're going to work until probably 5 in the morning, possibly a little later. So it's going to be a long fucking day for us. That's why I slept in and I told her to sleep in, because we're going to need all the fucking energy we can get to make it through this one. Because we've worked, like, yesterday was like a 16-hour day. The day before that was about a 16-hour day. So anyhow, Umbrella Corporation, there's a woman there who ran things for years and years. And she was competent. I mean, she was not perfect. But she did, for the most part, she did pretty fucking good. We all had some complaints about her because everybody complains about everyone, right? There's always room for improvement. When you're a peon, you just complain about upper management, yada, yada, yada. All right. So then she left and this other person took over that we all thought was going to be amazing. We thought, all right, this is going to be great. Holy fuck, has it turned into a disaster. And like about a year after she left, we're all standing around going, damn. Remember the good old days? Or yeah, remember, like, she, we'll call her, Jenny. Man, Jenny had some faults, but damn. She didn't really, like, yeah, boy, I miss Jenny. When Jenny was here, this shit wouldn't have happened. It's like, motherfucker, Well, anyway, it's so fucked up that Umbrella Corporation is now bringing Jenny back for the next big wingding to essentially run things, because the three full-time employees and the one part-time employee we have right now, the 3.5 employees cannot effectively do the job that Jenny did by herself. Like, fucking Christ. You have 3.5 people cannot do the work of one woman. And if you're a feminist, you know, this is an opportunity. You can jump in, because these three people are all men. The half employee is a woman. So you got 3.5, three men and half a woman can't do the fucking job that one woman did by herself. Jesus fucking Christ, guys. Pathetic. Just pathetic. Embarrassing. Fucking embarrassing to everyone. Embarrassing to fucking Umbrella Corporation. And all of us who work there, morale just keeps plummeting. I didn't think it could really get any lower, and it's getting lower. Like, fuck. I thought we'd bottomed out. Apparently we haven't. All right, speaking of bottoming out, that was actually not either of the topics I was going to talk about. So Weyland-Yutani, and this goes into the file for why I want to write a book about business management. We have this perpetual problem there that Dallas just will not assign any level of responsibility to specific people and hold them to it. So we're doing this gig right now, and we're farming out part of the work. And so we have this person we normally call in to do this stuff. Well, turns out we didn't contact him about doing this gig until like a week before the gig. And so he's like, well, shit, my resources are already allocated. I don't have enough resources to do your gig. It's like, okay. So then we got to come up with a way to substitute for the resources he doesn't have to allocate. Well, Kane sort of comes up with these ideas, and this is, here's another problem. It's sad it has to be this way. But when you're doing business, when you have a workplace, you can't do shit verbally. Because Kane comes to me and he says, yeah, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, and it will tell the client to do this. And I'm like, so you got this under control. That's what you're going to do. He says, yeah. I said, I don't think the client's going to go along with that, because they're not going to want to do it like that. What are you going to do about that? He says, well, I'll just make them do it that way. I'm like, okay, you got this. All right, fine, I'm staying out of it. And of course, this was all verbal. There's no record of this happening. And we get here, and he's like, oh yeah, I have no plan. I'm like, well, what do you mean you don't have a, what do you mean you're not, we discussed this. Oh no, we're not, ah, fuck. So now, and then, Kane goes to Dallas and tells Dallas that Yoga Pants Girl had a plan to cover this, and since it's not covered, she's the one who fell through. And so I go to, so then Dallas comes to me, he's like, yeah, she said she had this handled, and she didn't have it handled, and this is a big problem and shit. So I go to Yoga Pants Girl, I'm like, did you tell Dallas you had this shit handled? She's like, no, I haven't talked to anyone about this. Why the fuck would I say that? I'm like, good, because I would have to kill you if you had said that we were handling this. Because whenever she works for me, whatever the fuck she takes on, you know, I take on, because I take responsibility for my employees. And if she says she's going to do something, then I will be involved in that to whatever extent I need to be, because I'm not going to let her just fucking leave her hanging, swinging in the wind. That's fucking piss poor management. So I'm like, okay, good, thank you. Remember, don't ever fucking volunteer. I'm trying to drill that into her. Do not fucking volunteer shit. We're at this meeting the other day selling some stuff, and the client's going on, oh, I want this, and I want that, and I want this. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, Yoga Pants Girl, don't you dare say a word about lighting. Don't you volunteer anything. Don't you dare say, oh, do you want some upwash over here? Do you want some stage? No, don't. And God love her, she didn't say a fucking word. When we're done, I'm like, yes, there's no lighting, because the client didn't ask for any fucking lights. It's like, oh, she'll think of it later. But that's not my problem. She can think of whatever the fuck she wants later. We didn't push it. It's like, I'm trying to teach her, you don't fucking volunteer shit. Don't push nothing. Anyhow, So why am I putting my turn signal on here? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. God, I can't drive. Fucking roundabouts. Clary and his fucking roundabouts. Clary loves these roundabouts. I hate roundabouts. Trying to go through this roundabout the other... What is this? What is this fleet of trucks? If I was a conspiracy theorist, which I am, because I don't believe buildings fall down for no reason. You know, I don't believe that the camera in Jeffrey Epstein's cell just happened to stop working and nobody... the camera in Jeffrey Epstein's cell stopped working. Oh, we can't replace it because there's no other cameras on the planet Earth. I mean, there's no way we just go down to Best Buy and pick up a fucking GoPro. No, there's no other cameras on the planet Earth. There's nothing we can do about this. Obviously, anyone who thinks that there's more than one camera on the planet Earth is a conspiracy theorist. Much like people who think buildings don't just fall down by themselves. I mean, you know, it wasn't on fire, airplane didn't hit it, it just fell down. Of course, buildings do that. Buildings fall down all the time. I mean, oh shit, there's a building falling down right there. God, look, see? There's proof, guys, buildings just fall down on their own. Anyway. So it's just, there's more of these fucking trucks. What in the fuck is going on? Maybe they're transporting children for sex on Jeffrey Epstein's island. It's like complaining about, I was bitching about something. The great one, you're always bitching about something. It's what I do. It's my fucking focus of my life. Oh, anyway, yeah. So now it's just, all you've got to do is make one fucking person responsible and unfortunately leave a paper trail. Which was my mistake, not sending an email recapping my conversation with Kane, you know, saying, okay, letting everybody know, Kane said he's got this covered, here's his plan. And now it's all rolled down on us. Right now, Kane is in bed, and Yoga Pants Girl and I are over here having to do the thing that needs to be done with very limited resources. We're going to have to pull this out of our ass, and I got to hear this fucking whining from everybody else, and I just want to fucking kill them. If you're going to run a business, you have got to give out areas of responsibility. You have to make specific people responsible for specific things, and you have to hold them to it. Otherwise, you just get fucking fuck up after fuck up after fuck up. That is so fucking important. And if you're not doing that, you're going to be fucking up and fucking up and fucking up. Kind of like Dallas is fucking up and fucking up and fucking up. All right, I have arrived at my destination. You have arrived at your destination. Thank you for riding the Great One Express. There's a cat. There's a cat sitting on the hood of the car next to me. Hey, kitty. All right. Yeah. Sorry, it's just loud and screaming and sort of ranty and incoherent, but that's where I'm at, and I will catch you guys later.